This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces stormed the main city in the southern Gaza Strip on Tuesday, and hospitals struggled to cope with scores of Palestinian dead and wounded. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Natural disaster.
A senior commander for the Israeli forces said Tuesday they had engaged in the heaviest day of fighting since the start of their invasion on October 7th. The commander added that forces were also now fighting in the heart of Khan Yunis. After days of ordering residents to flee the area, Israeli forces dropped new leaflets on Tuesday with instructions to stay inside shelters during the assault. Don't get out. Going out is dangerous. You have been warned, they read. Israel seized northern half of Gaza last month. It says it is now extending its ground campaign to annihilate the enclave's Hamas rulers. The Palestinian health minister told a news conference in the West Bank on Tuesday that more than 15,900 Palestinians have been killed.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The U.S. State Department announced on Tuesday it will impose visa bans against individuals involved in undermining peace, security, or stability in the occupied West Bank, spokesperson Matthew Miller.
As Secretary Blinken made clear to leaders of the government of Israel last week during his visit to the region, they need to do more to stop extremist violence against Palestinians and hold those responsible for it accountable.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky canceled plans to appeal directly to U.S. lawmakers for new aid on Tuesday as a partisan battle over immigration policy threatened to derail President Joe Biden's request for billions of dollars for Kyiv's fight against Russia. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville says he's ending his blockade of most military promotions, clearing the way for hundreds of senior officers to be approved soon. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Alabama Republican held up the nominations for months in protest of a Pentagon abortion policy and faced heavy criticism from colleagues. Now
it's over.
But he's still blocking 11 of the highest ranking officers.
To include those nominated for four-star.
Still, Brigadier General Pat Ryder says the Pentagon's encouraged by the news and will keep talking with Tuberville about lifting all the holds. Critics blasted Tuberville for hurting national security through leaving key positions unfilled and for blocking promotions of officers who had nothing to do with the policy he opposed. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Britain and Rwanda signed a new treaty on Tuesday in a bid to revive a controversial proposal by London to transfer migrants to the East African country that was blocked by Britain's courts. The agreement was signed in Kigali. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has said it is crucial to achieve his pledge of slashing irregular migration before a general election expected next year. Sunak had vowed to persevere with the contentious project by securing a new treaty that he promised would address concerns raised in the Supreme Court's ruling last month. New Zealand protesters are condemning what they call racist government policies towards indigenous communities. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Prime Minister Christopher Luxon leads a centre-right coalition government with the Libertarian ACT New Zealand Party and the populist New Zealand First. Luxon said Wednesday's demonstrations were unfair for a government that's only been in office for a week. The rallies organised by Māori politicians have coincided with the official swearing-in of Parliament in the capital, Wellington. Demonstrators say more anti-government rallies are planned in the weeks and months ahead. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
Rescuers searching the hazardous slopes of Indonesia's Mount Merapi volcano have found 11 more bodies of climbers who were caught by a surprise weekend eruption, raising the number of confirmed dead to 22. More than 50 climbers were rescued after the initial eruption on Sunday. New eruptions on Monday and Tuesday spewed more hot ash into the air, reducing visibility and temporarily halting search and recovery operations. The rescuers contended with bad weather and difficult terrain. I'm Joe Ramsey.